Well, Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis confirmed the launch of an attack on Israel, asserting that this marks their first operation since the onset of the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran. And the group, based in the Red Sea region, indicated its readiness to respond should hostilities against Iran and allied resistance group intensify. Now, in a statement, the group explained that the attack was a response to recent strikes on infrastructure and civilian casualties in Lebanon, in Iran, Iraq, as well as in Palestine. And analysts have since expressed concern that the Houthis' involvement in the war would risk broadening that particular conflict. We chat this afternoon to the Media Review Network's Anwar Jatim. Anwar, a very good afternoon, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam to you and the listeners of Voice of the Cape. Shukran for having me.
Anwar, welcome. The Houthis launched an attack on Israel, and they stated that, you know, it's the readiness to respond to hostilities against Iran, Iraq, and in the Gaza Strip. What we have, are we looking at, because I know one soldier was shot in Lebanon earlier today and overnight. Are we looking at a localized confrontation, and are we looking at a localized expansion of the war?
Well, in some ways, yes. And I think that's already, we've already crossed that point, you know, let's say weeks ago when, you know, basically the Israelis in particular have chosen to enter into Lebanon. That has always been an ambition of theirs. The south of basically of Lebanon, they want to reclaim that territory after Hezbollah beat them back, you know, in what was it, in the early 2000s. They beat them back into, you know, out of southern Lebanon. So there's always been this desire to reclaim that part of Lebanon as part of the expansionist project. So definitely we are going to see a regional escalation. Also, what's taking place is that by virtue of the Houthis being willing to get involved to put pressure on Israel, this is it's because of their direct relationship with Iran. You know, because I mean the Houthis have been trained, armed, and mentored by the Iranians, and as part of, you know, Iran's war that has been basically essentially, you know, parachuted onto Iran by, via the United States of America and Israel, they're going to use almost every tool in their arsenal within the region, you know, to push back against the United States attacks and against Israel's meddling within the region.
Just to put it out there, Anwar, we cannot blame Yemen's Houthis and say that they are the actual reason for the prolonged war, because I think we've crossed that threshold some time ago, because while the United States is wanting to negotiate, they're still killing civilians and bombing infrastructure. The war should have been de-escalated then if there was any kind of situation of peace in the area.
Absolutely. But what we've seen, for example, is that even before the, so, you know, let's say the beginning of the war now in February, right? In the opening stages of the war, we've seen, for example, the killing, the merciless killing of 165 Iranian young girls at a school in Minab. You know, in the early days, there were still negotiations that was taking place between the Americans and the Iranians. It was America that chose to basically launch a strike, you know, using a failure of negotiations as a scapegoat, you know, saying that that is an obstacle to peace. And they went for what can be, you know, the decapitation doctrine. They thought that by essentially killing off Iran's, you know, leaders such as Ayatollah Khamenei and other military leaders, that the country would collapse in and on top of itself, and it would be a very, very easy ride into Iran for so-called regime change, and basically to colonize the land and extract its resources. But the Iranians seem to have, you know, a very sophisticated military doctrine. what has been referred to, at least in the English-speaking world, as a mosaic, defense doctrine, where essentially you can have like localized or even provincial-led resistance against any type of invasion or aggression against Iran. So America's idea of we cut off the head of the snake, so to say, to paraphrase, and the body of the snake will wither and die off. That's proven to be it's proven to be a failure. And the Iranians have showed us that over the last year they have reloaded and they've rendered the American defenses in the Middle East to be ineffective. And right now they're doing humanity a favor by pounding Israel, which is a good thing.
Chatting this afternoon to Media Review Network's Anwar Jatam, and we're chatting to Anwar about the fact that the Hutus have launched the strike, and they cannot be blamed for the prolonging of the war. Anwar, how risky has this become, as the United States has laid negotiations on the table, but Iran is saying it's too little, too late for that, because it has been shown that at the end of the day, you cannot trust the United States when it comes to the negotiating table, because they do one thing at the front door, but they do a different thing at the back door. At the end of the day, it is a situation of Pakistan trying to sort of preamble some kind of peace negotiation or some kind of negotiation, but the Iranians have said, we are Iran, we are standing strong, don't mistake the fact that we are actually in friendly talks with you, don't mistake that for negotiations.
100%. So, for example, remember, before the onset of this war, the Iranians were in negotiation with the Americans, and they were, they were very clear about the fact that they were pursuing nuclear power for peaceful purposes and so forth. It's the same trope and set of lies that was used to invade Iraq in 2003, that Iraq possessed the weapons of mass destruction. They even made this claim that Iraq had links to Al-Qaeda, and as ridiculous as that sounds, because the ideology of Al-Qaeda and the ideology of Saddam Hussein's Iraq was diametrically opposed to one another. But, I suppose in the mind of George Bush, just because the word Iraq had a Q and Al-Qaeda has a Q, and he, seen some type of a link there between the two parties. So what we see in here, for example, is that the American claim to negotiations is false, because why did they leave negotiations claiming that it failed and then use that as a cover to attack Iran in the first place? And then what we also seen, and we have to be also, critical here, America and its allies said at the start of the war that there is an opportunity to redraw the lines of the Middle East. So we previously spoke about the Sykes-Picot agreement, in history, where America, so my apologies, Britain and France essentially, defined what would be the territorial mapping of the various countries that make up the Middle East today. And the Americans and the Israelis believe that now it is time to redraw the map of the Middle East. But what they're assuming, and I do say this, very tongue-in-cheek, they're assuming that they are working with, let's say the Gulf sheikdoms that have no individual civilizational vision beyond themselves. The Iranians, whatever criticism we can lay against them, to have a civilizational vision. And they may also have in their minds what a new Middle East can look like. So if they're going to open up essentially the theater of operations to involve the Houthis, as we've seen, and Hezbollah in Lebanon has also mobilized itself and has come to a point where they are tank hunting in the south of Lebanon to devastating effect, right? Iran has this idea that it will also determine what a new Middle East will look like. So I think that there's been a massive miscalculation on the part of the American armed forces and on the part of the Israelis. Because, for example, the Americans are talking about a ground invasion. American troops, Delta Special Forces and the like have already been captured. There's about 163 odd that have been captured already, because coming into Iranian territory. And the Israelis are saying that they will not be participating in any ground invasion. So, you know, it leaves us at the point to say that, well, we are sitting with a situation where the map lines could be redrawn now.
And Israel, in the meantime, actually wants to prolong this particular war and may even have fears of the United States pushing negotiations. So one must be careful. We keep watching the situation for you, and we keep on watching every single afternoon. We'll bring you up to speed with what's happening in that particular area. Our guest this afternoon, Anwar Jatam, and Anwar is from the Media Review Network. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.